1960. My aunt hollered from the kitchen. Marion? No answer. Marion! No answer. I was a few feet away, lying sideways across my bed. When she flung open the bedroom door, I said delightedly, "You sound like Aunt Polly." "Who?" "Tom Sawyer's aunt, in my book." "A book?" Elsie said crossly. "I might have known, when there are supper dishes waiting. You've been in here for over an hour." "It's a good book," I said. "You're just like Aunt Polly, and I'm like..." "Never mind that," Elsie said. "It's time to do your chores, time to come down to Earth." Earth, according to my aunt, was a place I was frequently trying to escape. She claimed I liked nothing better than to get on my high horse and stick my nose in the clouds. My high horse. A lovely image, I thought, picturing myself astride a magnificent white mare galloping serenely towards the heavens. At 13, everyone said I was an overheated child, that I made mountains out of molehills, that I was too smart for my own good, that I was a Miss Know-It-All, that I did too much thinking, that I was too easily influenced, that I had ants in my pants, that I always had to have my own way, that I had eyes in the back of my head, that I was a little pitcher with big ears, that I read the dictionary just so I could use big words that no one else would understand, that I was always doing harebrained things like putting on plays for the neighborhood or building tree forts for wild rabbits. And these, I liked to insist, were some of my good qualities. The list of my bad qualities, alleged, of course, was just as long. That I was spoiled and willful, that I believed the sun rose and set on my head, that I was high-strung, that I was secretive and sneaky, that I lied, that I wasn't as smart as I thought I was, that I could be read like a book, that I had to be browbeaten into cleaning my room, that I was a sore trial, that I cared for no one but myself, and worse, that I thought of no one but myself, that I'd spoiled my dog Rip to such an extent he'd turned vicious and knocked a woman off her bike and now had to be chained to his doghouse like a criminal, that I was always overreacting.